Well, hi, it's Mac, and this is a response to Rob Acrobat on the deliveries, or non-deliveries was his case, and the disappointment and frustration. And when you think, and this is a very, very small and quick diversion, that there currently is a topic going on just now of stress and choosing whether to be stressed or not. Now, you tell me, Rob, when that package didn't arrive when it was supposed to be on your son's birthday, for his present that he was looking forward to so much to getting, that you weren't stressed at all. Well, maybe you weren't stressed, but I bet you were angry, upset, ired, irked, however you want to call it. And that's exactly what they do to you, the buggers. Because I think we've probably all went through this in life. Yes, sir, it'll be delivered on Tuesday, anytime between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. So, you stay in all day, and A, it doesn't get delivered that day, and you're furious. Or B, you nip out, leave a little note on the door saying back in 10 minutes. And the courier won't adhere to that because he wants a signature for it or whatever. And you get a little car through the door. And you have then to go and arrange for re-pickup another day. Or C, it gets delivered at 5 minutes to 8 at night when you're not in the mood to open the package up and read all the instructions, and if it's a phone, you have to charge it up for X amount of hours first or do certain things with it, and so you're going to bed frustrated again. So, yeah, they really screw you, courier companies like that. Now, I have to say there's a lot of good ones out there, so it's not directed at all, but the post office comes to mind in its various forms and formats of being the damn worst of the lot. I've ordered stuff from companies online, used their own courier, ordered it at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, and the guy's chapping on the door on the Wednesday morning with it, and I haven't even paid extra delivery. So yes, I understand frustration, Rob. It's a right bugger when they do that with you, especially when you're kids. I mean, it's bad enough for yourself, but when it's home for your kid, you feel doubly ired about the situation. So, an example of the delivery stuff was it yesterday? Yes. Yesterday, I decided to order a stylus, the Wacom Bamboo Stylus pen for my iPad, because I have a few apps on there that need it, paint ones and other ones. And so I decided to pick the one out I wanted, the colour I wanted. It was about £25 to get the bugger. And then I went online and I thought, well, I'll go with the guy who's up front. The price is £24.99, delivery free. The rest, various forms below that, but then they've got £5.95 or £3.95 delivery, and it just comes back to the same figure. And I always give trade to the people who just come right up front and say, that's your price and free delivery. So I went through the motions of ordering it, and when I got to the final part of the checkout, it says, delivery options. And it did say, normal, 3 to 5 days. Priority, next day delivery, £6.95 for a pen. A pen, £6.95 to get it delivered the following day. God. Anyway, so I said, on a £25 item, no. On a £200 item, yes. So I decided to go with the standard delivery, and went through the final tick boxes. Congratulations, you have bought this item. It will be delivered between the, yes, between the 11th and the 15th. Now, I'm trying to work out 3 to 5 days from yesterday. And then I look at the fine print. Please allow 3 to 4 days for dispatch. Which means that the 3 to 5 days has now become 7 to 9 days. Okay, it's no big hassle, but it could have been. It could have been something I was desperate to get and I've already paid for it. And I could have said, right, look, I'm going on holiday before the 15th. Or I'm going away before the 15th and I needed that part. And now I've paid for it. I can't get cancel it. I mean, if I cancel it, I'm still going to go away and find another one. And I just thought, you know, why don't they put that up front? Why don't they say in big letters, please allow, don't put it in fine print at the bottom of the bloody page. And so, the delivery day, when it does come, I don't know what day will come, because there's no tracking on this. And can't stay on a day, so it'll be the printed notices on the door. Please leave with neighbour. Or please leave in the filter shed. Or please post it through the damn letterbox, because it's a pen. And it'll probably come in an envelope that will go through the letterbox. It doesn't need to be signed for. So just put it through the letterbox, please, whether I'm there or not. And I will come back to you when and if it arrives, what actual date and whether I was in and when, how it was delivered, or unfortunately maybe how I had to rearrange recollection. So I'm afraid it's society as it is just now. We're ordering so much stuff, we get so much stuff sent through couriers of varying degrees of professionalism. And I'll go back to what I said before, that the post office is the worst of the lot. It's time it was privatised. And then that company would then bear the weight of bad workmanship, of bad trading, of bad compliance with customers' wishes. And people will turn away and say, I ain't using you anymore, because you're rubbish. I'm going to use somebody else. And so long as we've got the Royal Mail dealing with so much of the stuff we do get sent, we're always going to get plagued by late or never arrivals. And there are certain packages that come through with Royal Mail that are taken back to the main depot. Now, that used to be fairly local to me. It's now at Hermiston Gate in Edinburgh. I have 18 miles to travel if I miss a package. Not all packages, but certain packages will end up back there, along with parcel force packages. So, a bit of a rant from me, but I understand where Rob's coming from, especially when it's the kids. It's a damn shame, and how do you explain to the kid? How do you explain to the kid? It's not your fault. It's a bad, bad courier man for not getting the package up here, or the bad, bad company that was supposed to send it out in time and didn't. And then, who knows when you'll get these present. After the event, it's, to me, it's the same as somebody sending you a birthday card 2 days later after your birthday. Why bother? Don't bother. If you can't send it in time, don't send it. I'd rather have an empty card on or before my birthday than a belated card with a £20 note in it. The event has gone. It was my birthday. It's not long, long my birthday. It's my unbirthday. So, I hope you get it sorted out, Rob. And I hope your son gets his phone, because you really need to get him up to scratch, up to speed with the modern technology. And before long, he'll be teaching you what to do with a phone. Bye for now.